alive.
They're pretty good,
but I mean that's kind of what we do. You know, we're always out there,
yep.
Doing out there business.
I have mine at work. I have two of them, and sometimes I share. There you go. You're back on again.
Yeah, I'm on.
Yeah, you're back on again.
it'll pick up in a few minutes. Yeah, because then I'll give out the Coast to Coast thing. It's Coast to Coast AM.
Yeah.
Cool. You know, I do that show every couple times a year, sometimes once a year. I've been doing it for 15 years now, 14
That's
years.
Good.
George is kind of a fun guy to deal with, you know. He's
George Norrie?
Huh?
George Norrie?
Yeah. Yeah, he replaced Art Bell, as you know.
Yes. Yes.
So that'll be next Tuesday, the 22nd, I believe.
Let's give out some phone numbers here.
Yeah, some really good ones.
Yeah. Talk radio tonight. We're on live with Fred Bell. And if you would like to call in, it's 1-888-815-9756. And we will call you and speak to you. Excuse me. You know, if you make that phone call, we'll certainly speak to you and help you as much as we can. 1-530-327-7602. Those numbers will get you right into the program, and we're more than happy to help you with any questions that are available, and we will certainly give you a good answer. Again, 1-888-815-9756. I had a couple of phone calls yesterday, and I helped some people out, so hopefully you'll get some
What do you mean? So, you got calls? We didn't do a show yesterday.
No, but I had people call me, and they were asking me questions about nuclear receptors. So hopefully you'll
The show that we did in L.A. or what?
No. This is just people that had called in and spoken to us before, and they needed some answers, and so I gave them the answers, and hopefully they'll call you. So that was really good. I spoke to one for about 20 minutes.
How do you put it today?
Excuse me?
You know, notice how quiet Buddy is?
Yes, why?
Because of that big, tall tree over there. He thinks it's a tree. Look at him. He's looking at that. He's afraid of the tree, baby. I just got a real problem here with the boo. He's just like, afraid of that tree. He's afraid of that tree. He's so afraid of it.
Huh.
Get used to it, but it's a big tree. It goes way up there, 6 feet tall.
That wood is really beautiful, Fred. That's a gorgeous piece of that burl wood is really beautiful.
Yeah, he does really nice work.
Yeah.
And then plus we were gone, the birds missed us, you know. But we got a video cam. We can watch them on TV and everything, you know.
Right.
From our hotel room. That's pretty cool. So next week our topic's going to be the Q-band machine and electronic harassment. That's what we're going to do on George Norrie.
Okay, that's cool.
I'm actually having to prepare for it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Everybody, Vroom. Your stream keeps stalling. Yeah, I know it does. So Vroom, tell me about the cameras following you around in London because I see they're following you now. What's the deal there? Why don't you call in? Call in one of our toll-free numbers.
Yeah, it's 1-888-815-9756. He's called us many times.
Yeah, well, he's getting famous now. He wears a little suit and runs around England and London reading a newspaper. And I remember when I first started Pyramid, that's what I used to do. I did it for about 10, 12 years. I wasn't seen in public without a pyramid on, or on an airplane.
Yeah.
And I always had one on. I just loved it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I can't visualize. I just like tonight, today, I ran down and got myself a tostada before the show. I just got in like just about the time the show was starting.
Mm-hmm.
7 mile drive to get a taco or something, you know. And,
wow.
And I had my pyramid on all the way and all the way back, baby. You know, you got to wear the pyramid when you drive.
Oh, yeah.
I can't drive without it. So are you getting harassed electronically over there?
Not really.
You just haven't made a big enough dent into the government.
I haven't really. I don't have a problem. You know, I keep myself pretty low key, other than I'm on your show, but never had any trouble.
Trouble right there. It gets everybody else in trouble. Even people call in, you know, they get screamed. It's a dangerous show.
No.
Just kidding. People will be so
it's,
scared.
It's a really great show, actually.
They'll say, "Oh my God, if we're going to call in the Dr. Fred Bell show." On Thursdays, we're going to get ticketed on Project Echelon, and then they're going to get beamed. So then we're going to have to buy some of Dr. Fredbell's anti-beam stuff. What a racket he's got. The government is provoking us to buy from him. But it's true. You know, the government is my best salesman.
Yeah.
We sell a lot of Star Orbs. And right now we got a big run on
flamethrowers.
Flamethrowers, yeah. We're back-ordered now.
Yeah.
We always are back-ordered, but, boy, those things are such a bit of work to build, you know?
Yeah.
How's yours doing? See, you're the only one with a white one.
The white one is very powerful, Fred. Everybody seems to turn to the white one rather than the black one, and I tried to explain to them the universe, even though it has black, it's just black, it has as much love and light as the white, and we have to get used to that. Many people don't think that's, they're scared of it.
Yeah.
And there's nothing to be afraid of it. You know, it's just
one is this. That is, a lot of chiropractors and massage people use them.
Right.
A lot of black ones individually because when you're working on somebody and their feet are stretched out straight below them, you know, they're laying on a table like they do on your table.
Right.
Put that black one at their feet and it just sucks all the negative energy out.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what happened Wednesday, I'm sorry. I had a client come in. I do reflexology on her feet. And, she brought her new dog in. And that dog went under the table to the master crystal and didn't move.
Wow.
That was so interesting. The dog loved the master crystal.
Yeah, no, I've had cats climb in our radiators before.
Really?
Yeah, when they're turned on with electricity on them.
Uh-huh.
Come inside of the Megorb at the bottom of them and just sleep there. And the owner's saying, like, hello. What's going on with my cat? He's crawling in your radiator and it's got 50,000 volts on it. He doesn't even notice. I'm serious.
Yeah.
Because we use, on the irradiators, we use the big power supply oftentimes.
Right.
We have a little, 5,000 volt job that we use for self-help system. But we have the big, big bad dude, for the big, for the quad and this other system. I just love Ustream. I can't get the pop-out chat to work anymore. It was working. I've activated it a couple of times. It doesn't work anymore.
Right.
Oh,
you know, it's really incredible how these things work. I had a client last week who came in, and I moved my crystal under the table. And it's not so easy to do because the thing weighs about 80 pounds. But I moved it around until she felt the energy of the crystal. Then I let it go, and she felt the energy going through her body. Her whole body became warm just by turning the crystal. It's really interesting how it works.
Well, when you move them around,
Yeah. So that's what I did, and I think I'm going to leave it there for a while and see if it affects everybody the same way.
Yeah. Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah. It really does work, and that am I actually the only one with a white flamethrower?
I think so. Wait a minute. I think I made one other one.
Yeah. But I'll tell you, it's very powerful, Fred. Both of them together, I have... I have the black one on the left side and the white one on the right side. I have them aim right to the feet, and people feel them. I mean, they're really fantastic.
Yeah, you ever try to put the white one at their head and then the black one at their feet?
No, I never did. Should I do that?
I'd try that because that gets their crown.
Hello?
Hi there.
Hello?
It's Dominic from England.
Oh, Dominic. Dominic's on the phone.
Dominic, the celebrity from London, is on.
Yeah, celebrity in its own copy time,
Yeah, they've been following you around with those cameras, haven't they?
Yes, they have. You know, they've been doing it for, the last few years. But it's taken all this time for it to really sink in.
Yeah, you know, I'm
wondering what suddenly hit them after all this time.
I'm sorry, tell me, ask me. Years ago? $100 and I think $102, $103.
Yeah. I'm here.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. I was just wondering, if I put that to the head, the white one to the head, the black one towards the feet, because I got the black one and the white one toward the feet.
No, I put the white one towards the head.
Really? Well, I'll try that. That'll be interesting to do. I'll have to hold the white one and see what happens.
Did Dominic leave the phone or what?
I'm still here.
Okay.
Tell us about how this all started. This is what I did when I started Peridot. I was wearing it. And then I got a bunch of girls wearing it. And we got on the news, and they came down to my house and filmed it. So what's the deal over there in England right now with your popularity?
Well, I'm getting all these Twitter friends. You know, they all want to join my Twitter list. I've got about 24 overnight. You know,
really?
Keeping me out. And there's one person up in Manchester who wants to interview me for a radio program. I'm wondering, what am I going to fill up?
Well, you just have to have a link into this one, and you can be a co-host like Steve is or something, you know?
I should tell them about this show. You know, it's really, really freaky. But, you know, it's sort of... Now, I get so many people who are following me around, as it were. You know, children all the time sort of calling me Pyramid Head across the road, or
that's
Triangle
good.
Head, higher than Mr. Triangle Head.
Yeah, and that's fine. Get used to it. I got all that.
Yeah, I have over the years. You know, I've worn it solidly nearly every day for the last, ever since I bought one, I think about 5 years ago now.
You got to make up a little flyer and start selling them. We'll give you a wholesale price.
I used to hand out the leaflet that came with it, and then I didn't. Well, my printer wasn't very good, but I have to print a few more out so I can just hand them out all the time.
Yeah, but put your phone number on there, and then they can call and order them. You know.
Yeah.
Start selling the big three: the Pyridome, the Power Dome. I mean, the Pyridome, the Radome, and the Fire Dome. You know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, getting them into a titanium or a chrysolidome is a little over the top because nobody wants to spend $1,000 unless they have prior experience.
Yeah.
But the other ones sell around under $200. You can go to town on them. You know.
Yeah, yeah. I get approached about the pyramid about 4 times a day.
Yeah. Well, what you need to do is just hand them a paper and say, "Here's how to order," and have your phone number on there, mm-hmm. and I can process the credit card over here.
I suppose probably at least one person actually wants the actual website address. I'll give it to them, and sometimes I will get a good day when I'm getting about 3 or 4 people who actually want the website address and definitely interested.
Yeah, but see, if you had them over there, we'll drop ship them. We'll charge you a certain amount of money, the shipping a certain amount of money, and then we'll send you a check for the difference. Or we'll apply it towards more products. Whether you want cash you want to apply credit towards the product, and you'll work at about 40%. So that's a good percentage. A couple of those, and you got $100, on a small sale, you know.
Yeah.
And the nice thing about it is that the dollar is way weaker than the pound. So, I mean, these people are paying peanuts for these things, you know, from their side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I suppose they probably are a little bit suspicious of me still. You know, I suppose they don't really feel they know me, but they can sort of feel that the pyramid is something valid and the company. That's the next step, I suppose.
Yeah, get 2 or 3 other people wearing them around town, and then everybody's going to want one. That's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, I've been there and done that.
Somebody else in my local town wears one. At the bank, they told me that another person wears a pyramid, and that person swears by that. And I wondered, well, who is this, I wonder? But I've talked to a lot of people around my local town, around the...
Yeah, because, you take a smoker, if you want to stop smoking, put that on their heads, they'll stop smoking real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll pee out in their urine and will smell like an ashtray after a month.
Wow.
They realize how much of that... Mm-hmm.
nicotine got trapped in their brain, and they get clarity. They're great for losing weight too. The Radome is good for a weight loss. I know you're pretty much thin, but a lot of people aren't, and they eat such bad food over there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to find a good restaurant in London. I've looked all over before I ever found one. I'm sure there's one there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's a lot of ways to market this thing. But get your phone number on there and then have them call us. Then call us, toll free if they want, or call us collect. I don't care.
I was also wondering if Steve could do healing on my right shoulder that's been aching for the last.
Yeah, Steve, take care of that, will you?
Not a problem. I could do that real quick. Just give me a second.
Yeah, we. That's the nice thing about here's a radio show that people listen to, that they can get repair jobs done. You know, we can do repair on the air. You know, that's what we got Steve here for. He's our mechanic. He works on the human body.
Yeah, I was going to phone in last week about it, but I only could afford an international phone card this week.
So. You feel that energy in your heart, buddy?
Well, I'm feeling it, definitely.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
How does that feel in your neck, your shoulder, your arms? How does that feel now?
Well, I can get it. I'm feeling a cool sensation.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Move your arm around. How does that feel?
I believe a lot better, yeah.
Good. Thank you. Good. Well, at least you know where we're at. We can fix you up a little bit when you need some help.
Indeed. Okay. Yes, I'm just trying to work out sort of what kind of stuff. It's sort of like last Sunday. It seemed to have happened as some person put me on their internet magazine page. But it's like a few days beforehand. I think a few years ago, some person gave me this £20 crystal, and I hadn't ever washed it or cleaned it. And then suddenly, I gave it a clean, and it's been kind of blasting me with energy ever since. And then suddenly this happened, and I just,
Take the crystal.
Oh, they were.
Take the crystal, mm-hmm. Put it on its side, and wash it.
Yeah, I've done that.
Wash it for about a half hour.
Half hour.
Just let the water hit it, let it run for a half hour.
Okay.
That should take care of it for you. Cold water, not warm water, cold water. It has to be cold.
Okay. Do I put salt in it again?
No. Don't use salt. Okay. That's not necessary. Water.
Uh-huh.
Water will help.
Okay, I'll do that indeed.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much indeed. I'll let you go.
Thank you so much. Here's Fred back.
Okay.
Now we're all back.
Here we go. Bye.
Trying to get the chat room up, but good old Ustream. You click it in, it comes up, and then it goes away. Isn't that funny? You click the pop-out chat. You see the people that are making comments, the names, guests. You got 5 guests. And then when you go to see what they say, it's gone. That's crazy. Never seen such a disorganized, large-scale operation. At least people can see us, you know. But can't do any talking to them because the chat room doesn't work. Have you got a thing on your screen that says pop out chat?
No.
You're looking on Ustream, right?
Yeah.
But you should have up in the corner on the right hand side it says say pop out chat in little blue letters. You don't see that?
It says live broadcast started 19 minutes ago.
Yeah. Okay.
This
well, I
is
guess
Ustream.
You don't have the pop-out chat. I guess you don't have a chat room for this.
Mine says Ustream.
Yeah. I have a social stream and a pop-out chat. And then it comes up.
I see some messages.
Where?
on the right-hand side of the screen.
Yeah, well, check, see what they say. Because, you know, sometimes I can actually, while we're talking, answer people's chat and that, but I can't now because it doesn't work.
Hold on. Okay.
People will ask questions on there, and then we can talk about them on the air.
28 minutes ago, best show ever.
Great. Okay, he needs to sign in, and then click chat. Okay.
I could watch this all day.
Well, you're getting some good comments. I don't even see those. Where'd you find those at?
Well, it's right on Ustream.
Okay, cool.
Let's see here. This is really cool, Emma.
I'm getting... Ryan is sending me some stuff now.
Good.
It says by default it loads social stream. You need to click chat. That's what I clicked. Okay, Vroom is on there now. Okay, so we got Dominic back on. Now it's starting to... Mine's starting to work now, but... Only the regulars are on there. You must have the audience kind of thing going, right?
I have 20 viewers on air.
I got 50. I am. Yeah. You must be on a different thing.
Well, it does say Ustream Live.
Mine says 50.
Well,
did you click on chat?
Hold on.
Yeah.
Chat.
Up on the,
here we go.
There below the little yellow update.
I see it.
Yeah.
All right, so we have about 50 callers, or 50 viewers.
Yeah, 50 connections. That's not
right.
The number of viewers. The 50
okay.
Viewers is the 20 from the BBS side. That's actually connections. Usually there's like 2-1 or 3-1.
Okay.
And you can type in stuff at the bottom if you broadcast.
I see it.
Huh?
I see it.
Yeah. Do you have a thing where you can type in stuff? Yeah, you can type in. Anybody can.
Yeah, it says send. Yeah, you can type in on the bottom and send it.
Yeah, I'm gonna type something in here for you.
Okay.
A-E-Y. See if you get this. See what I sent there?
I see it.
What color is
red
it?
Red Bell. Hey, Steve.
Yeah, does it say red? Is it in red?
That's cool.
Did it come out red on your end, or is it in blue?
I came out in red.
Yeah. I don't know why when I type something in, it comes out red. It's like fire, you know?
Well, you're a hot kid.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Hey, Buddy Boo's getting over the lamp now. He's not afraid of it as much as he was.
Oh, good.
He's starting to talk now. You got something to say, Boo? The whole world wants to hear you. By the way, just type in Buddy Boo, B-U-D-Y-B-O-O, or B-U-D-D-Y, Boo, on Ustream, and you'll get lots of Buddy Boo. He has his own following there. Yeah, you have your own following, don't you, Boo? you're doing it. You're talking now. Finally.
Yeah.
He loves my Skunk Works hat from the Lockheed Skunk Works Race to Work. He loves it. I love that skunk on your hat, Dad.
Mm-hmm.
What is it, baby? You got something to say to Dad? Yeah, say something to Dad. Say something to Uncle Steve.
Hey, Buddy Boo. Buddy Boo. Beautiful bird.
Oh, yeah, he's talking to you.
Hi, Buddy Boo.
He's talking to you.
That's incredible.
Hear him?
Yeah, I can hear him make small sounds. Yeah.
He's actually talking. He's actually saying words. They're just a little bit garbled. He hasn't quite got them. He doesn't quite have them, you know, what do you call it? Synthesized properly yet, right, baby? Yeah, babe, what's going on, boo? Yeah, we're not going to New York tonight. You want to know if we can come to New York and visit you. You want to go to New York and see Uncle Steve? You do, huh? Want to go to New York? You want to go to Rochester, New York? Yeah, he wants to go to Rochester. He wants to visit the camera people back there.
Steve Barish is in orbit.
Yeah.
That's on the Ustream.
He's doing good now. He's wound up now. He's not afraid of that lamp over there anymore.
Yeah.
That's a bright lamp. Yeah, outside now. Yeah, boo. This is outside there at window.
Is that a new... Oh, I see your... yeah.
Two cars. Messy desk. Yeah. This is one like my... This is the one... You've seen this one. I have one in the garage, except it's silver. I have this one, and then I have this one here. You've never seen my... You've seen my cars, haven't you? I have that one, too.
Yeah, that one I know about.
I get the ones I want to get are some older ones over there. I need to get some older ones. Yeah, Buddy rides in them. He's ridden in them, all of them. And we look up above in the airplane. Look at the airplanes that are flying over us. Isn't that cool?
Did you build those, Fred?
No, I bought them in the Philippines. Yeah. Bought them in mahogany. Then turn this over. It's perspective, see? Yeah, boo. Here's some. Look at this. Actually, I'm shining it back on the screen. And we're looking, and then up there is my grandfather. Right there. He was my German grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
And behind me, we got the paintings I did, all those paintings up there. There's Babaji right over there. You know, and then there's another picture.
Yeah.
Keyboard's over there. It looks like it's really bright outside, but it's actually getting dark. At least you can
it's much lighter out there than it is here. It's already dark.
You can see over there the there's the white fence that goes around the we have different fences here, you know, see coyotes out and stuff. There's one out there and then you can see the hillside behind it. That tapestry up there, that one in the center. I had that when I was a little kid, and then there's the Elvis. And really cool guitars over there, but you can't see them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then there's a big thing over there, a big dark area of the Mellotron for the kind of Moody Blues use. That one fired it up. And there's our propeller that keeps it. When we want to go up into space, we just turn that on, the whole house closed. There's the lamp that Buddy's just getting acquainted to. And up above there, a bunch of cars. There's a row of cars up there, and then the upper left side is another row of cars. I don't know if I can get the camera to play. Yeah, there we go. You can see a few cars now.
I've seen them.
Then there's a row down that way, but... Yeah, and then there's some F-104s that Kelly did, you know. It was over there at the Stuntworks before I was there. So on and so forth. Then, of course, there's the... That's the magical curtain that goes into the... The other room, and then down there is where the Xerox machines and all that kind of stuff are.
Mm.
Place is like a factory, and over here is a drum setup. Play drums. And there's a nice picture of what's her name over there. Let me just get that light on over here. I'm going to talk about something. I'm going to get a kick out of this if I get this light up. I got Candy Jones' picture over here. She was a maturing candidate, worked in China a lot. This is a picture of her on a magazine, 1944. If I can get this focus on the paper long enough on what we're going to get. But that's her over there, but I don't think you can see it next to the window. She used to tour with a lot of really famous people. Up there, a picture of Mikkel in her pirate outfit. Mikkel was a pirate. So it was during Halloween. There was a lot of women pirates. A lot of women pirates in those days. Anyway, so we're working on...
Yeah, we're just, that was a tour of one room, not the whole place.
Well,
huh?
8:41, it must be, he must be Eastern Standard Time. It
yeah.
says, how cool, Dr. Fred's giving a tour of his palace.
Yeah. I need
That's
to get
wild.
A remote camera on here and then go around the whole house and do it.
Yeah.
You know, and go outside. They have those. I just haven't had time to hook all that stuff up. Buddy Boo, he's just got so much energy now that he's not afraid of the lamp anymore.
That's good.
He was scared. He jumped off my shoulder when he first saw the lamp. Didn't you? Jumped off. That's a big lamp. That thing must weigh 200 pounds.
Wow.
Huge. It's my buddy up there. If you guys need redwood furniture, let me know, because I got a connection. Well, my friend owns a big company, and Jim Paroli. He's also a musician, and we're working on some music together. But he owns
cool.
a huge company up in Oakland, Southern California.
It's so pretty.
Yeah, you're pleasure, aren't you? So anyhow, the show was real interesting. Had a lot of great speakers. Matter of fact, let me get the program here for it. I think I have it. You didn't see the program yet, right? I think I have it over here. Let me grab it. Maybe not have it. Get anywhere. Stuff gets places get lost. I can lose so much stuff in here. Oh, here it is. Check it out.
Well, you're busy.
Yeah, we're busy. Ah, oh, here we go. This was what we did this weekend. Los Angeles Hilton Expo.
Wonderful.
Everybody's on there, all the pictures and everything. Of course, David
mm-hmm.
Icke is getting real popular. They're doing a thing with him in March. And this is good because he needs the exposure.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a lot of cool people in here, you know. A lot of crazy people.
Yeah.
Trevolo Machesedek, he was there. He's getting really popular, this guy here.
Yeah.
Trevolo. Yeah, he's real popular. He had probably 1,000 people show up for him.
Wow.
It's called the Glory Days. I used to have several thousand show up for me. Now
yeah.
nobody shows up. Actually, a bunch of people show up if they promote it right, but these are the young, new hotties, you know what I mean? They've been down that road like a big toad. Yeah, honey. Trying to see where my picture was in here and everything, but... I love these guys like Sean Morton that put pictures in that are 20 years old, too. You know what I mean? I mean, a lot of people do that. A lot of women do that. So here's one
really?
Nori. Here's old George. I'll be on his show in a couple of days next week.
Oh, yeah.
Here's George. I had lunch with him last year.
I remember that.
Once a year is enough. Huh?
I remember that. You were telling me about that last year.
Yeah. Well, he lives in St. Louis. So my buddy Lenny Horowitz, he's real popular now.
Yeah.
I launched him. I brought him. He's on BBS. I brought him there, and I brought him here. You know, he was in college studying. He was in a completely different curriculum. And then I started saying, look, these diseases that we're suffering, like AIDS and all that, are man-made diseases. So he heard me. He was a young guy, yeah, and I was a little older, you know, and he heard me say all that. So he went and did some examination, then he switched, in college, he switched majors.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, he came out, you know, writing all these books.
Wow.
First, he didn't believe what I was doing, and he's a total proponent of it, you know?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
He's a pretty good guy. I've seen him a few times at shows. He's really good.
Yeah. Here's somebody asking, how do I know if the projector needs to be rinsed off or washed? How would you answer that?
Actually, I tried that one time. It doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, it does
what
on
I
the
do,
receptor, though.
What I do is I move the projector either up or down. In other words, if it's on a wall, you can move it maybe
Well, they're talking about the ones you wear.
Are you talking about the ones you wear?
Yeah, that's what they're asking.
The projector?
Yeah.
I have mine cleaned by a jeweler.
So you do clean yours?
Oh, yeah.
And then the platinum one, even.
That's the platinum one.
So what kind of dirt do you get on it?
It gets a little discolored, Fred. Not much. It gets a little discolored, and they put it in the, I guess, a sonic machine or something like that, and it still comes out beautiful.
Yeah, that here. Yeah, we do that here.
And the diamonds are cool. I mean, the diamonds look really sharp, you know, when they're clean.
Yeah, you should just go on Amazon and buy an ultrasonic and have your own. It only costs about $20.
Really?
Yeah, and then you get another $5 or $10. You buy some of that solution, and you just pour water in it, pour a little solution in this little salt, kind of a salt solution.
Okay.
A deacidifier. And then throw it in there, and you push a button, and it runs for 5 minutes, and it's clean.
It's very important that people understand that that's the best way to clean these necklaces. And they should wash them every day.
Yeah.
You know, they should just put them in cold water and run them for about 30 or 40 seconds.
Yeah. Here's another guy that I really like. He's on the History Channel all the time, George DeLucas.
Huh.
He's a Greek guy, and Giorgio DeLucio, or whatever his name is.
Mm-hmm.
He's always got that funny hair. You see him on the History Channel doing the ancient aliens.
Huh.
It's just the Seleukos, I guess. Giorgio A. Seleukos. He's on there. You'll see him on it. Do you watch the History Channel much? He's
now, there's
good.
Dr. Fred, will I get better nutrient absorption from my vitamins and supplements from wearing my nuclear receptor?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you get about 500% better assimilation of vitamin C alone. That's the one we've tested.
There you go.
Yeah. What do you get from on your end?
I'd say about 500%.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah, at least. Yeah, that's in a bad day, actually.
What happens if you have the ability to see the necklace on? And watch it when the sun hits it. It'll come right out your back. You'll be able to see that bright light. Boy, these things are changing.
Oh, yeah.
8:45. I don't wear it to bed because of very lucid dreaming. Thanks for the info. Okay. No, if the projector needs to be rinsed off. No. How does anyone I know... if the projector needs to be rinsed off or washed. No, it does not need to be rinsed off. The only one, if you're wearing it, yes. If it's on the wall at home, no.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Let's see what else we have here. I haven't had an LD yet. Dr. Fred, will I get better? Yeah, we got that one. I'll remember that percentage. Dr. Fred, if I take the the vitamins really make a big difference. And so do the minerals. The minerals, they really change the stuff. Really, really change the stuff.
Yeah, especially, you know, these people. Here was my write-up. Especially if they have Morgellons disease, that really... Knocks that one out. There was Fred Bell. See, there's Fred Bell.
Great.
Where's the picture's on this side. I couldn't find it. There he is. See, I have a picture of what I look like now. See, there I am right there. That's what I look like now.
Yeah, but that's a real picture of you.
Yeah, but if you look at Sean Morton's picture, or somebody like that, and he's like, hello. That's what you looked like 20 years ago. I love it. He doesn't even resemble that anymore. You know, it's like if you saw him in real person after seeing him in here, you wouldn't recognize him. A lot of the girls do that, too.
Mm.
It's funnier. It's really funny. Like, here's Sean Morton. Okay. Sean was on, that picture was taken about 20 ago.
Yeah.
He's gained about 250 pounds since that picture was taken. Roughly. And that's a modest guess. Oh, Sean's a lot of fun, you know, but he doesn't, you know. And there's a bunch of others in here. I mean, I don't want to go through this thing and, you know. George Norrie looks like George Norrie.
Yeah, he's skinny and he's in good shape. There's George. He looks like just like that. You know, he's current.
Mm-hmm.
And then Damian Brinkley's another one. Here's old Damian, my buddy for 30 years. He looks the same as he did 30 years ago. He's in great shape.
Wow.
The one that had a near-death experience, you know. It was a car wreck or something, and he died, and then he came back.
Hmm.
He had a really serious death, though. I mean, it wasn't just
yeah.
an animatron. He's cool. He looks like that. Yeah. Most of these people don't do that, but the ones that do it is just so funny. And that, I like to put a picture of me when I was, you know, 20 years ago in there. One guy right here looks like George Bush. His name is Gary Zukov. This guy's a dead ringer for George Bush.
Really?
Look. He looks like George Bush.
Oh, my goodness. He looks like him.
Yeah, he's Gary Zukov. He's cool. You know, these we do this, and they're trying to get me to do the one in New York. They're going to do three of them in New York.
You should really come to New York, Fred. People really like you a lot here.
I know. I will. I just hate, you know, the traveling part. But, you know, I want to get this jet that my friend has. It was Princess Diana's, and I want to put it on a leaseback program, so I don't really have any money in it, but I can use it. I just have to pay for fuel. And hopefully one of these days I'll come back in my own plane, you know.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, look at this. This is cute. If I take the vitamins and minerals on an empty stomach, how long did I wait till I eat again? You can eat within about 10 minutes. That's what I do. That's a good question. You know, our vitamins are so natural that, and they've got 200 and some ingredients. But, you know, anytime you see vitamins that say don't take on an empty stomach, throw them out because they're full of acid. Ours aren't like that. And ours you take, and I take them every morning, a pile of them, and a bunch of others along with them, and I wait about 10 minutes because they'll kill your appetite at first. For about 10 or 15 minutes, you'll lose your appetite. And then when your appetite comes back, that's when you start eating.
Yeah.
But they do get rid of your appetite because the protein and all that expands a bit when it breaks down in your stomach. So you give them at least 10, 15 minutes. And then you'll be hungry. You have a nice appetite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. True. You take our vitamins, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
Vitamins and minerals.
Yeah.
There's so much.
I guess we've covered all the questions so far.
I think we're doing pretty good with the coverage. I think we've answered every... Oh, here we go.
Yeah. What a sweet bunch of people on our chat room, you know? We got a good following.
Yeah.
And it's funny because we get phone calls from anywhere on this planet, you know? I mean, they may not be in the chat room, but we get so many phone calls from South Africa and Kenya and all these places, you know? And we haven't got any from China, I don't think. We get a lot from Japan, but I don't know if we get any from China yet.
You know? I haven't got any from China. I got a lot from the States, though. I do get a lot from the States.
You do,
I get
more state stuff. We get a lot of Canadians. The Canadians are pretty happy.
Yeah.
And a lot of people in South America are constant clients now, too. Mm. You got a buddy down. And we get people from Hawaii. We got regular clients in Hawaii and Fiji and all those places, you know. It's cool. I love it. I like to start organizing seminars, though, and going out. And so if any of you out there want us to come and visit you, by the way, I did 2.5 hours at L.A., and it's on a CD, and we're selling now. I think we're going to sell it for like $29.95 or something. The 2-CD series. We just bought a duplicator. It's very
well.
Hold on
a sec. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Okay.
I don't think there's anybody there.
Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Fred.
Somebody's asking me about Jordan Maxwell and Michelle Kasarian. I don't know Michelle Kasarian. I'll look them up, though.
I never even heard of them.
No. Well, you got to surf the web more. Anyhow... Well, Buddy Boo, we're running out of time. We're going to have to go off the air now, Buddy Boo.
He's going to have to knit and stop. What are you stretching? Doing a stretch? Hey, if you're doing a stretch, doing a big stretch. When a bird stretches on you and stretches his wings out, that means he's relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a bird on your shoulder. When are you getting a bird, by the way?
I'd love to get a bird. That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, buddy thinks you should have a bird. Okay, well, anyway, I got to get off the air here, unfortunately. This was fun tonight, wasn't it? It was just, we didn't really cover anything heavy, but we had fun.
Yes, we did.
You know, everybody gets to have fun. So anyhow, put your phone number out there.
Yeah, my phone number is 585-746-8321. Any questions about Dr. Fred Bell's, I'm more than happy to help you with any questions you might want to. And if we can't answer you, I'll certainly call Dr. Fred and find out for you.
And then you get free rides in your Cobra during the summer, right?
Yeah.
You buy a receptor, you get a, actually, if you buy a receptor from you, you actually get to use your car for an hour, right? My number is 1-800. What? He wants his number. His number is all different. 1-800-729-2603. That's Buddy Boo. 1-800-729-2603. I
love jamming this right up to the end. Just cut us off in a minute. Okay, Steve, I better get off the air here. I think. What do you think?
Love you, buddy. I'll talk to you next week.
All right. We'll keep in touch. I've got a bunch of clients that are going to be calling you, too.
Okay, great.
All right. Bye.
Talk to you later.